My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans. He is a longtime personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a Middle East expert. He's the author of multiple New York Times bestsellers, including Atomic Iran and Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos. He is the founder of the Evans Institute for Middle East Studies and the Jerusalem Prayer Team. He is also a columnist for WND.com. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of developments recently in the standoff over Iran and the nuclear weapons, namely that the Obama administration has reportedly told Iran through back channels that they do not intend to support an Israeli strike on Iran to make sure that those nuclear weapons never come to reality. There's also news out of Charlotte, North Carolina here at the start of the week that the Democrats have removed language from their party platform saying that Jerusalem ought to be the capital of Israel. And Michael, thank you very much for being with us today.
You're very welcome, and shalom from Jerusalem.
I should point out that he is joining us from the nation of Israel. Sir, let's start with the story that's been out there for a couple of days, and that's that the administration has apparently let it be known, at least to the Iranians, that they will not be an active participant in any possible forthcoming strike from the Israelis. What do you make of that?
Well, that's correct. I've had meetings with over 40 government leaders, including probably a dozen generals in the nation. And I'm hearing that from my sources. They're very significant, and I'm right on the ground here. I'm also hearing that the U.S. has given back channels through European leaders that letting Iran know they will not be complicit in it. And if Israel attacks, don't punish us. Don't attack our bases or anything relating to us.
Does that surprise you?
No, it really doesn't surprise me with President Obama, because I can tell you right now, in the last 48 hours, the director of the CIA is here, putting enormous pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu, and it has been brutal what's going on. Listen, this is all about the election. Obama does not want the attack to happen before the election. Right now, I'm being told by key leaders in the country, which I cannot name, that the attack is presently planned between the 15th of September and the 15th of October. This is on the ground presently. Obviously, something could preempt that. But because of that, Obama's trying to get pressure Israel out of the attack, because he's afraid that if they attack, he may not get reelected.
Is the pressure working?
It seems to be having some effect upon Israel and the prime minister. But I can tell you one thing. There's one existential factor that nobody's calculating, and that is the prime minister's father. I've known this man for 33 years. And he's got the highest IQ of any world leader, 185. His father was just like him. His father died this year. I was with his dad before he passed. And I think whatever his father told him and advised him, he's going to do. And he was very, very close to his dad. And he's a man of incredible moral character. And, he's under the pressure. They're trying to weaken him. They're trying every avenue they can. Right now, he's holding strong.
If the United States is not going to play a significant or really any role in Israel preventing a nuclear Iran in the way that we believe that they are about to become a nuclear Iran, how does that change what Israel can realistically expect to achieve? How much, in other words, were they planning on help from us to either carry out the attack or perhaps respond to any sort of backlash?
They were hoping the United States would handle the retaliatory strike, which is about 1,100 hard targets, because Israel's got full capability of knocking out the reactors. But Israel only gets about a seven-day window for any attack before the entire world turns against them. And they actually need more than that, because Iran's got a lot of different things, cards they're going to play. But there is another piece of information that's very, very valuable that I was just informed by a former prime minister of Israel who serves on the Atomic Commission. He told me that Israel has a secret weapon that they have not utilized against Iran. And he told me that the United States does too. And that he anticipates that weapon would be utilized first. I asked him specifically what was that weapon. He wouldn't tell me. But I'm pretty well convinced that the weapon is either electric magnetic or it's a megavirus. It's one of the two. But I believe it's going to be highly probable that Israel will utilize that weapon even before the attack.
And so you believe that this will take place within that 30-day window that you mentioned between September 15th and October 15th, which suggests that their intelligence is showing them that, that the window of opportunity is closing before this program gets too far along.
Well, if it's an EMG attack, the EMG would literally shut down Iran's grid systems, and that could actually happen just before the air attack, which would complement it. The foreign prime minister would not tell me specifically what it was, what the weapon was, but he told me it was fairly substantive. Listen, something could preempt that attack. There are a lot of cards right now. Even Romney, Israel is a little bit concerned about potential President Romney, because they feel that his cabinet would not support an attack in the first year of his presidency, because the economic destabilization factor, even though Romney is very pro-Israel, they feel that the best opportunity for the attack is with a weakened Obama, that if he takes the risk of coming out against Israel during the attack, it could cost him the presidency.
What other factors could be mitigating here? You mentioned that there could be factors that could postpone the plan and rework the schedule a little bit. What are some of those things that could cause the Israeli leadership to rethink its timing and strategy here?
Promises. If Israel is trying to get a hard promise from the United States that they'll support an attack. I had one of the, without question, the most famous Israeli general living today, told me that the president promised that if they would delay the attack to late spring, he would in fact support. And I turned to him and I said, "General, can you actually believe that? He hasn't supported your nation since he became president. How could you possibly take that risk?" So I believe there is in fact a commitment from Obama to try to get them to delay the attack on the basis of that, but they need more, something more substantive than Obama's promise to do that. Now, on the other hand, there's another issue that's going on. Iran has sent Hezbollah terrorists into Mexico. They paid the Mexican mafia well over $1 billion to embed them, with orders that if America supports Israel in the attack, that Hezbollah terrorists would come into Jewish population centers of the United States and strike asymmetrical terror.
A couple of very quick questions for you, Dr. Evans, before we let you go. First of all, as you've mentioned a couple of times now, there could be extenuating circumstances that take a strike outside of that 30-day window. But based on what you know right now, how likely do you think that is, that it'll happen in that 30-day window?
I think it's fairly likely. There's probably better than 75% chance. And also, with this attack in that window, the likelihood is probably just as strong that once they announce the attack, that the U.S. President Obama will step up to the plate and announce that his intel has informed him that Iran is planning to close down the Persian Gulf, the Gulf of Hormuz, attack American bases and Arab allies, and to protect America's national security interest, he's authorized a selective ICBM launch against retaliatory targets. It's highly possible that President Obama may put on the cap as commander-in-chief, begrudgingly not wanting to do it, because of the national security dilemma that he could face that could literally cost him the presidency.
And very quickly, your thoughts on the Democrats taking language out of the platform that would recognize Jerusalem as the capital, and also taking out the language that calls on the international community to isolate Hamas?
I don't think it really matters. Listen, the reality on the ground is Israel knows that every American president proclaims Jerusalem the capital before they get elected, then they do nothing, including the Republican presidents. So Israel is not going to really respond to that, nor are they going to respond to the Hamas dilemma. This is existential. It's black and white with these people. In every Air Force base, I was at one of the Northern Command bases, Air Force Base, and at that Air Force Base, there's a picture of Auschwitz with railroad tracks. And I asked the commander there, why is that picture there, and why is it in every Air Force Base? He told me that during World War II, the pilots, American pilots, begged the United States government to let them bomb the railroad tracks because they saw the Jews going to Auschwitz, and the U.S. government said, no, don't bomb them because it will hinder our war effort. We need the support of Jew haters, which are our allies. And Israel wants their pilots to know that when it comes to existential threats, they depend upon nobody.
Very interesting, Dr. Evans. Thank you very much for the information you've just gleaned there in Israel and passing it along to us. We appreciate it very much.
All the best to you. Shalom.
Shalom. Dr. Mike Evans is the author of multiple New York Times bestsellers, including Atomic Iran and Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos. He's the founder of the Evans Institute for Middle East Studies and the Jerusalem Prayer Team. He's also a columnist for WND.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.